Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. And again, I got a really good question and answer here that came in through the Ask Cindy portal on the front of Learburg.com. This is about someone that has a four-month-old German Shepherd puppy that's starting to be reactive towards specific kinds of dogs it sees when it's out on a walk. I'll read the question in full, and then we'll talk about our ideas on how you can fix it. Cindy has some really good ideas. I'll put my two cents in with it too. It says, hello, I have a four-month-old German Shepherd and I'm very aware that they can be vocal, whiny, barky. However, I'm determined to prevent this behavior via management and controlling the environment. That's a good start, a good frame of mind to start in. When he sees certain dogs in the neighborhood, large, fluffy ones, he does a bark when he is not engaged in something else or another activity. So basically, if he's paying attention and he sees this other dog, big fluffy ones, he's going to start barking at him. Most of the time, when we're out on our walks, he can see a different dog and he looks at it and easily can move along and really ignore the dog. It's just this big fluffy dog that elicits a bark out of him. So far, the bark doesn't turn into anything more. It's a bark or two, and I can redirect him or sometimes correct him, which works. But do you have any tips on moving forward? Your idea on redirecting is a much better idea than correcting a four-month-old puppy. There's just better ways to do it. Wondering if there are more things I can do for him to become indifferent, while also understanding that he's a puppy and his emotional uncertainty towards things is and can be expected. This person has the foundation needed on how he needs to think. He knows what his goals are. He's kind of got ideas on how he's got to approach it, but he doesn't quite know how yet. We just need to reconfirm some things with him and give him a couple of ideas. Cindy says, I've raised many German Shepherds and the first thing I evaluate is how confident the puppy is that I'm working with, because I bred German Shepherds for 35 years for police work, for the biting dog sports, for search and rescue. So we know a thing or two about German Shepherds. She says, since I know that many German Shepherds go through a reactive barking phase that typically starts around 4 to 6 months of age. And that's true. And if I have a very solid or confident puppy, I stop taking them into environments where there is a trigger for that behavior to possibly happen. So in other words, what Cindy's saying is, during that time period, she steps away and picks where she walks her dogs. She won't walk them in the neighborhood, and we're gonna talk about that. My current dog is 3 years old now. He was very solid and self-assured, but coming from working bloodlines, I knew that strong barking was a genetic tendency, because German Shepherds that are bred for working do have a strong genetic component to light up and bark at people. Doesn't mean they want to bite them, but it means they do want to bark at them. So keeping this in mind, that the bark itself is reinforcing to the dog. So if a dog has a genetic component to barking and it barks, it feels good about barking. So it's gonna bark more. So now, how do you approach that? Well, you have to figure out, what's he barking at, big fluffy dog? Okay, don't take him where that big fluffy dog is. Take him to more of a sterile environment. She's gonna talk about that here. She said, I go to our local office park, which is right where our business is. We're in a tech park here in Menominee, Wisconsin. And it has a bike path that's 2.5 miles around here. So I go to our local office park where there's a trail around the business, and it's my go-to place for walking with young, nervous, or inexperienced dogs, because there's oftentimes nobody out there walking, especially during the week. When the dogs are walking there, I can see from a long way off if there's another dog coming at me or a bike coming at me. And that's when I'll step off the bike path and I'll start to work engagement drills with the puppy. We want that puppy to focus on us, not on the other dog that's coming down the block. And there's nothing wrong to step off and wait for this dog to take a long time to go by you, because if you engage your dog first and you've got your bait pouches and all your bait and you're loaded and everything else with the treats, you can play little games with your dog and keep him focused on you. We have courses teaching you how to do engagement on young dogs. As I'm my puppy's mentor, I will start working on redirection and engagement skills long before the puppy notices any other dogs, persons, or bikes. It's all about being aware of the environment that you're in, not just your puppy, but the whole environment. Too many people wait till the puppy notices something and then they try and redirect the dog. Don't do that. You're the one that's got to notice things. You're the one that's got to be prepared. You're the one that's got to step off the bike path and get the dog engaged on you. Too many new dog trainers wait until the dog sees this other dog that's 100 feet from him, 50 feet from him, and then it says, whoa. You can do it. I mean, you can control that, but you're going to have to use more force and more pressure to get the dog to refocus on you. So why even do that? It's your job. Keep your eyes open. Have your radar going all the time when you're raising your young dogs. And really, when you're raising reactive dogs. It doesn't matter if it's just a puppy. You're going to need to proceed cautiously if you have a less than confident puppy. One bad experience can set the stage for reactivity for the entirety of the dog's life. And by that she means, if you have a puppy out there and it gets jumped and attacked by another dog, the odds are that puppy is going to be dog aggressive for the rest of its life. They get into the attitude of a good offense is the best defense. So that's very important. Very, very important. It can't be stressed enough. I tell puppy owners that neighborhood walks can be a goal for you, but I don't practice walking new puppies in a neighborhood. Keep that in mind. You know what she's saying here? There's nothing wrong with expecting to be able to walk out your front door and walk down the block or around the block. That can be your goal, but that's not how you should be starting this whole thing out with a puppy. Yeah, it's a little more work to put him in the car and drive him someplace where you're going to get out and there's nobody else around, and that's where you walk your dog. You want to do it right, or do you want to deal with problems? Your decision. It's not ideal for training a puppy, especially one with reactive tendencies, to take them to a place where you know they're going to be reactive. I'll recommend some training material below. For example, the Come When Called course that Ed just did has excellent footage in there of me with my three-year-old dog in this environment on our bike path around here to demonstrate how I handle my dog when there are other distractions coming at me. So we would say to this person, get that course. Get the course I did on training a recall with your dog, because I've got a lot of video in there demonstrating exactly this to show you how you should react with your dog when you think it's going to be exposed to a distracting something, bike, other dog, jogger, car going by. And you can prepare yourself, and then if you go there, and you go there on quiet days in the middle of the week, or early in the morning, or later in the evening, it's going to be easier because there's going to be less distractions. You really have to be of a mindset that you're going to do the work it takes to raise your dog correctly. And in the beginning, it's a lot of work to train a puppy. It's really a lot of work. It can take a couple years for some of these dogs to start to settle down and mature and feel comfortable. So if you are a new dog trainer, here's just a few of the courses. We've been producing dog training courses since 1982, but here's some current ones that we have. I did one on the power of training dogs with food rewards. We have one I did on your puppy 8 weeks to 8 months. That would be helpful. We recommend that to all the people that get puppies. Of course, the one I've already mentioned, train your dog to come when called. We have leash reactivity with older dogs that we did with a very good professional dog trainer in New York, Tyler Muto. And we also have one, leash reactivity, we did with a dog trainer in California, Michael Ellis. So we have a lot of material here. go to our website, read about these various courses, and determine what you need to help you with your dog.